You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. There's Pa Dozen sitting in the living room reading. Uh-oh, here comes Unky Dozen, all excited. He's telling Pa.
Say, Pa, the darndest thing happened. Hmm? Does just won a rummy game for me. Yeah, oh, shucks, the telephone.
Hush, Unky. Hello? Oh, Mrs. Reed. No, Ma's not home. What? Oh, I can tell you about Does. Ma's always talking about it.
Tell her Does helped me win a rummy game.
Don't be silly. No, Mrs. Reed, I meant Unky. Like Ma tell you, Does is a new kind of soap.
It won a rummy game.
Quiet! Oh, not you, Mrs. Reed. Yes. Ma says Does does everything in the wash. Work shirts, towels, to those fancy rayon doodads.
Hey, Mrs. Reed.
That's Unky. What? Your husband gets his work shirts terribly dirty? Well, Ma says no soap gets mine clean easier than Does. There's no hard scrubbing. She says you don't even need a bar soap anymore. Because Does does the job all by itself.
It wins rummy games.
What, Mrs. Rummy? Mrs. Reed. Towels? Well, Does gets our towels white's a cloud. Ma says she's never seen whiter washes.
Tell her about the
what? Time. Sure. Even with all that cleaning power, Does is really safer for the nice colors you wash. Oh, fine, Mrs. Reed. Goodbye. Now, Unky, what's eating you?
Listen, I was playing rummy with the widder, and suddenly I says, you ever use Does? It does everything in the wash. Guy, she was so flabbergasted, she played the wrong card, and I won.
Well, I'll be doggone. Does sure does everything.
Well, almost everything, Pa. You see, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life for colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. So let Does, D-U-Z, do everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, rings were run around Rosie a little while ago. Two very clever and unscrupulous people nicely confused Sammy's sister and threw her off the track. Yes, Grace and George finally convinced Rosie that her suspicions were all foolish. And meanwhile, Grace is getting Rosie's college money, and plans are being made to collect it and then disappear. Sammy Goldberg evidently married a very strange sort of girl. A girl who is having a child and still acts as if she were free to do as she pleased. To prevent this disaster brewing for Molly and Jake seems impossible now. Listen.
No? Well, Rosalie? What accomplishments did you accomplish? Why did you run out of the house when you saw George? Mama should ask me why. If Mama will ask me questions, why did Rosie run out of the house? What should I say? What? Rosie ran out of the house because she wants to tell George not to talk to Grace. Because she has foolish ideas in her head. Could I say such a thing? Could I tell Mama why? The truth? That you think that Grace and George knew each other before they came to Glastonbury? Such an idea. Do you realize, Rosalie, it's your brother's wife? Such an idea.
You're right, Uncle David.
I'm right what?
Maybe I was all wrong about everything.
You spoke to George. You asked him. He never knew Grace, huh? And Grace never knew him, huh? Uncle David was right, too. All nonsensical nonsense, huh?
I guess so.
Not guess so, but yes, so.
We had it all out.
What do you mean?
George and Grace and I.
What?
About everything. I told them both how I felt and why. And
yeah? And what did they say?
Maybe I was wrong, Uncle David. I'm willing to admit it.
David?
Yeah?
Wasn't it? David, did you notice that Grace looked a little pale when she came in from our doors?
Pale? I didn't notice.
Rosalie, did you notice that Grace looked a little pale when she came in from our doors?
I guess she was just tired, Ma.
Was tired, but so pale, like milk. Like snow, so pale and white. Were you upstairs yet?
No. You want me to go up?
Yeah, go up. Tamisha said she wants nothing. Maybe to you she'll say she wants something.
All right, Mom.
Go. Go. David, Grace came in the house so pale, so exhausted, David, so...
Yeah.
David.
Yeah?
David, did Rosalie say anything to you? I mean, did she maybe say something to Grace or something?
Nothing, Molly. Nothing.
So why did Grace come in so pale? She was sitting quietly under the tree, David. David, lately you and Rosalie...
Me and Rosalie. Only because you are so with Grace. So, Rosalie, well, I'm an uncle, no?
Yes.
So?
David. Did Rosalie say why? I mean, in the middle of my conversation with her, she ran out of the house dashing. Just because she saw George?
Dashing. Not dashing. Dashing. After all, a young girl.
Well, what do you mean?
Rosalie's a young girl, no?
David.
Yeah?
David, don't talk in initials. Talk in syllables or sentences. What Rosalie's a young girl? You think?
Why does George come here, Molly?
Huh?
Not for Grace.
You mean the...
Well, when a young man is so polite, running backwards and forwards with the errands and taking and carrying and bringing and asking and doing.
Well,
I'm asking you and I'm telling you.
What?
Wherever you see a young girl, wherever you see a pretty girl, and Rosalie's not pretty, and George hasn't got eyes to see that Rosalie's pretty.
Rosalie?
Grace is all right, Mom.
She's all right? Take the phone.
I'll take it.
Take the phone.
Hello? Who? Yes?
Well?
Who?
No.
Oh.
But oh.
Well, all right.
But all right.
Thank you.
But thank you.
The doctor's on his way over here.
You called the doctor, Rosalie?
No, I didn't.
You, David?
No, nobody told me to call the doctor.
I see that. Papa must have called the doctor. He saw Grace was looking pale, so he called the doctor. See that? The doctor's office said he's coming over.
Somebody called for the doctor, and he's coming over.
And who called? It didn't say?
I didn't ask, Ma.
Oh, I better put a clean bedspread on the bed if the doctor's coming.
Uncle David. Uncle David.
What are you doing, Roger?
Hello. I want the mill, please.
But what's she doing, Roger?
I want to ask Papa if he called the doctor.
Who else? If you didn't call and I didn't call and Mama didn't call.
Hello. I want to speak to Mr. Goldberg, please. Oh. Well, thank you. No, it's not important. I'll call back. Thank you.
Well?
He's not there. He stepped out. Uncle David.
What?
Nothing.
The doctor's car.
The doctor's car. I'll go, Molly.
Sorry.
I'll go.
Rosalie, straighten out the chairs. Straighten out the chairs. The doctor's coming. Look, your books.
Right,
you must
Mom.
Leave the books on the chair.
Straighten out
everything. If you take off your coat, you must leave the coat. Hang up the coat. The doctor's coming.
Doctor's waiting,
Molly.
It's
all right. He's not waiting. Look in the chair. You don't see nothing, huh? Don't see nothing.
Doctor's waiting, Molly.
Come in, doctor. Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Come in, doctor. Lay down, Polly. Lay down. Don't jump on the doctor. Come in, doctor. Upstairs. My daughter-in-law's upstairs. She's a little slightly pale. I didn't know doctor. Mr. Goldberg called her, but then sister says she looks a little pale. Yes. Yes. Rosalie, darling, take the doctor's hat.
Oh,
yes, dear?
Yes, Mom. Oh, I'll take it, Uncle David.
The phone.
I'll take it. I'm taking it.
She's taking it, Molly.
Hello? Yes, Pa. Yes, I called.
The doctor's here.
The doctor's here, Pa. The doctor. Well, can you call the doctor's office?
Papa didn't call.
Well, I suppose Mama called, Pa. No, it's nothing. She's just a little pale, and you know Mama. All right, Pa. And don't worry. No. All right. Hello? Hello? Oh. Oh.
Papa didn't call the doctor's office?
No, Uncle David.
So if I didn't call, and Mama didn't call, and you didn't call, so who? Rosalind, who?
Uncle David.
Why did you tell Papa Mama called?
Hello? Yes?
Who is it? Who is it, Rosie?
Yeah, it's Dr. Cater's office. Oh. Yes, the doctor's here. Well, you want to speak to him? Oh. All right. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. He's upstairs. Yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll tell him. Yes. Bye.
Who was it?
The same party called the doctor's office.
What same party?
Whoever it was that called again.
The same party? But who is it if it wasn't you and it wasn't me and it wasn't Mama and it wasn't Papa? Who?
Is that so hard to figure out, Uncle David?
George?
I guess I was right after all.
George?
Yes, George. Who else?
Poor George just can't help himself because he's really worried. And now, once again, the gates of suspicion are opened. And this time, Rosie won't be stopped until she finds out the whole truth, which is something that's going to surprise everyone, including herself. You know, when things don't turn out as we expect, it's sometimes wise to stop and size up the situation. That's what Unky Dozen should have done yesterday. He told me...
I was going to help Ma Dozen with the wash, so I put a box of Duds in the washing machine and started it up, and nothing happened. Good gosh, I forgot to open the box.
Well, you do have to open the Duds box first. But once you give this new kind of soap a chance, it'll do everything in the wash. Work clothes, towels, to pretty colored rayon slips. Why, Duds is the only leading wash day soap that combines so much safety for those nice colors, along with so much cleaning power for grimy overalls and unsurpassed whiteness for towels. Even in the toughest wash, Duds does everything. And friends, remember, soap waste is war waste. All soaps contain vital materials. So make your Duds go further. Soak clothes in clear, cool water before washing in Duds suds. Make every bit of Duds you use do more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Grace and George take steps to cover their tracks, and Rosie takes steps to uncover them. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.